the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's Gordon Goldsboro, and he's back with another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, way back in 2007, my search for an abandoned bank vault in a farmyard near Deloraine motivated me to start obtaining geographic coordinates for historic sites. And really, that's what led to the project to map interesting places all over the province, which is ultimately the basis for this series. So this week, we're going to come back to that original theme. We're going to consider a vault again, but a vault of a very different kind. This one is at Melitta, and it's called a winter vault.
Okay, what is a winter vault?
Well, some people might think it's a place to store cold, hard cash, but nope. Money is not involved in any way in this type of vault. It's designed to hold human bodies during the winter, when digging a grave in frozen soil is difficult. Incidentally, there are several other names for a winter vault. They're sometimes also called dead houses, or mort houses, or corpse houses, or charnel houses, or even receiving vaults. The history of them goes back centuries, especially, of course, in northern European countries, where grave diggers had to resort to all sorts of measures to bury the dead during the winter.
That sounds very morbid. How did they do it?
Well, the most common approach was to build a bonfire at the burial site. And the idea, of course, was to thaw the ground sufficiently to allow digging. Today, well, some cemeteries dig graves in the fall so that they're ready for winter burials. But if you need to bury somebody in a specific plot and you don't anticipate that ahead of time, well, they have to use things like jackhammers or backhoes or other mechanical means. So, in other words, there's no backbreaking labor anymore, but it does involve quite a lot of work still to dig a grave in the winter. There's no real need anymore, though, for winter vaults, and yet there's at least three of them surviving in Manitoba today.
Wow, and you refer to the one at Melitta.
Right. It's the second oldest of the three, of which I'm aware. It was built in 1908 in the cemetery about a mile west of Melitta. The vault has two levels, and it's built on the side of a small hill. The upper level, that has a main entrance door from the cemetery, was intended as a chapel where funeral services could be held. There's a trap door in the floor of the chapel, which leads down to a lower level, which also had an exterior door at the bottom of the hill. And I think that lower door is probably where the coffins would be carried inside for storage. And there's a series of racks underneath in that lower vault area. And, you know, and overall, it's a very solid little building.
Wow, wow, wow. So tell us about it.
Well, the lower level is made of solid concrete. The upper level is made from red bricks, and it has kind of a nice decorative flourish, as of a buttress at each of the corners. There's two small windows on each side, a nice little sort of roof line. The main door is made of wood, but it's entirely clad in metal. And interesting, it turns out the solidness of the building is actually a legal requirement for such buildings.
What do you mean?
Well, the Manitoba Cemeteries Act, which is the legislation that governs the operation of cemeteries in the province, provides a lot of detail about the construction of winter vaults. It says, for example, that the exterior walls must be made of stone or brick or a mixture of stone and brick. The doors must be iron or wood encased in iron sheeting. The windows and any other openings there might be in the vault must be protected by iron sheeted shutters.
Wow, really is a vault. So why does the building have to be so strong?
Well, I'm not sure. The only thing I can think of is to make them secure for the storage of human bodies so they can't be broken into or damaged by fire, you know, to keep those loved ones safe while they're awaiting burial.
Now, you mentioned that there are three vaults in Manitoba. So where are the others?
Both are in Winnipeg. The oldest winter vault in Manitoba, as far as I know, is the one in St. Mary's Cemetery on Osborne Street. That vault dates from 1906. And its construction is generally similar to the one at Melitta. It's a little bit larger, it's a little bit more ornate, but it still consists of two levels. There is a chapel above a vault, and the vault is partially below ground. This building is made from yellow bricks with, again, the decorative buttresses at the corners and along the sides, several small windows.
So where's the other Winnipeg vault?
It's in the Transcona Cemetery on Dugald Road. Mm. The cemetery was established in 1914, and this vault is actually the newest of the three. It was built in 1932. It was built using yellow bricks that were salvaged from a nearby Presbyterian church that had closed. And I guess they figured, here's a perfectly good building made of perfectly good materials going to waste. So they disassembled it. And like the other two, this particular vault in the Transcona Cemetery also has a chapel on the main level and a vault partially below ground. As it turns out, I had an opportunity to see inside the vault just a few days ago. Hmm. The chapel is still mostly intact. And in fact, it has some very nice decorative elements inside. It has hardwood wainscoting around the walls. It has some other wooden millwork around the ceiling. It has nice pressed tin ceiling. You know, I have to wonder if maybe they salvaged more than just the bricks from that church. They may have salvaged some of the additional ingredients to build this little vault. Downstairs, the vault has space for up to 40 coffins, and following the law, all of its windows are covered in metal bars. Its main entrance door is clad in metal. There is an additional exterior door into the building at the back, but it's been closed years and years ago. So now the only way that you can get into the basement is one of two ways, either through a trap door that's inside the chapel, and there you'd have to kind of drop down because there's no stair or anything, or there's a little small door under the chapel entrance, and it's a small, narrow, little convoluted thing. You wouldn't be able to carry a coffin down there for sure.
Now, you said that there are other means to dig graves in the winter today. Does that mean these vaults are no longer used?
Well, I spoke to the groundskeeper at Melitta, and they told me that it is still used occasionally. But, you know, it appeared to me that the main use for that little winter vault was to store lawnmowers, and they store them in the chapel. The other two vaults at St. Mary's and Transcona, they're both unused. The St. Mary's vault has conspicuous holes in its roof. There are numerous cracks in its brick walls. And I'm told that the vault floods frequently. Oh, now, my sources tell me that the Catholic parish that owns the vault has actually looked into demolishing it, but the cost would be considerable, mainly because I think the building is fairly closely encroached by graves, including a number of very prominent Catholic priests. And I think they'd have to be very, very careful not to do any damage to those graves. An alternative, apparently, that they're considering, and I think this is a wonderful idea, is to convert the vault into what's called a columbarium. Mm-hmm. Basically what that is, it's a storage building to store cremation urns. And now that many more people are being cremated as an alternative to burial, it seems to me that that would be a very good use for this building that honors its heritage.
Yeah, it does sound like that's actually a good use. Now, what about the vault in Transcona?
Oh, I think it may be in worse shape even than the one in St. Mary's. It has numerous cracks in its walls. And although it was used in the past to store groundskeeping equipment, a new, much larger, more modern building exists on the cemetery grounds that has replaced it. Like the St. Mary's vault, it too is subject to frequent flooding. And the building has suffered quite a lot of shifting through the years. There's a lot of reinforcing rods that have been put through it. Clearly, they've had trouble with that building through the years. It hasn't been used in many years. The floor in the vault is badly buckled and cracked, probably a result of flooding.
So I got to ask, how come there are only three winter vaults in Manitoba?
Well, I know it certainly sounds like there would be a need for these everywhere. I mean, pretty mm-hmm. much everywhere there was a cemetery, you'd think they'd have to have some means of storing people until they could be buried. But, you know, I just haven't found any more. So what that suggests to me is one of two things. Either the winter vaults elsewhere have been mostly demolished over the years, and that's possible, or maybe there are lots of them out there, and, you know, I just didn't pay them heed. You know, it's only recently that I began noticing winter vaults, and maybe there's a lot more than we know. So I'm going to put the word out. If anybody knows about winter vaults, if any of our listeners are familiar with a winter vault, please contact me. There's actually a researcher out in Eastern Canada that's doing what they call a dead house database to track all of these winter vaults all across the country. And we know about three so far, but I'm willing to bet there are many, many more.
Well, listeners, if you know of any more, help Gordon out. Thanks for telling us about that, Gordon. Now, what's up for next week?
Well, there's lots of rumors out there about underground tunnels in Winnipeg, and it always captures the imagination. You wonder about, you know, who built them and why did they build them and all sorts of things like that. Well, next week, we're going to discuss some of these tunnel rumors, including one that is definitely real because I've seen it.
Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.